Zohar Chok Yisrael, Yom Chamishi Paras Chosai 115b. Pasuk says, Vafkam Zos, and also this, indeed, Biyosa Meretz Avehem, when the land of their enemies, I'll not abandon them. So Zohar explains, Vafkam Zos, also this, Vaf, and also, Kamo, the Rambam, as you find it, says, Afani, also I. When including essence of Hashem himself, that he puts together with us in exile, and that's the reason that he himself will return with us. We're guaranteed we won't be abandoned because he himself is with us. Gam also, the Rabbos Knesset Yisrael, to include Knesset Yisrael, the Shekhinah, Dikri Zos, which is called Zos. Throughout the Zohar, it's called Malchus. The Lo Shavkes Lo Nalman, that he never abandons us. Biyosam Meretz Avehem, and being land of their enemies. Biyosam Kula Kechada, when they are all as one, means that Hashem is with them. From above and below. Lo Mastim Lo Galtim. I'd not despise them, I'd abhor them. Begin lo eschaber b'hu, in order not to be attached to them. Lo for b'risi tam, to turn around my covenant with them. Di lo afik lu hai b'risi polig. If I won't redeem them, then this my bris will be divided. It's as if it were Hashem. He put himself into the deal. He was a partner. He made us part of his bris. So if he doesn't save us in Chas Hashem, his own covenant, the levels of the spheres above, Yisod and Malchus, won't be together. They'll be polig, divided. We'll begin, Koch, because of this, Lohafer Brisi Itam, to turn around my covenant with them. That I need them in order for my covenant to be completed and stand and endure. Amr Bchia, said Rabbi Chia, Ano Shemana Milachada, I heard something new. Amr Abelazar, said Rabbi Lazar, Lomas Team, I did not despise them, lo galtim, not deport them, lo and destroy them. Lo ikisim, lo iraktim, lo chalosim, iboile. I did not smite them, I did not kill them to destroy them, it should say. What's the point? Ella, but rather, lo mastim, lo galtim, not despise them, not whore them, man the sonny, la achrim, moyes, hu lekable. One who hates someone else, so is like despicable by him. Golahu begula kamein, he's like a poor in horns before him. Well, hacha lo mastim, lo galtim, but here I did not despise them, and I did not abhor them. My time, what's the reason? Because the love of my soul is by them. We are the beloved of Hashem, so therefore it's impossible for us to be despicable by Him. Because of that, kulu chavim gaboy. They're all beloved to me. I mean, because of the Shekhinah that's with us. I don't see that it's written, chalosim, destroy them. Chalosim, ksiv, chosev, vav. The chalosim is missing a vav, means referring to level of malchus, without the vav, without the feris. Because that's our connection to the Shekhinah, and that's our ticket to always be guaranteed that Hashem will not abandon us, and we'll be able to be with Him. Beginah, because the first meaning the Shekhinah, lo mastim, lo galtim, not despise them, not abhor them. Begin the ihi dichrichima de nafshoi, because she is the beloved of my soul. Rechimusa di ligaba, my love is by her. This can be compared, labanash, to a person, the rachim itza, that loves a woman. Vavas dairab shukah nebrosaki, and he is living in the marketplace of tanners, which the Gemara describes as a very difficult thing to live with. Ilohavis hi tamon lo ailbol almin. If she wasn't there, I'd never go there. Kivin hi tamon, but since she's once she's there, dami vaynoi kishuk de rochli. It appears in my eyes like a marketplace of sweet spices. Kol reichin d'alma tovin yishchokhu tamon. That all the good aromas of the world are found there. Afochos over here. Rav comes also this. Yosam beretz vehem. And then be in the land of the enemies, the Ihu Shuka de Bursaki, which is like this marketplace of tanners, which is very hard to bear, to live with. Nonetheless, lo mastim, lo galtim, not despise them, not abhor them. But my chalosim, why to destroy them again? Chalosim, the word chalosim comes from the word kalim, means like because of my bride. Because of their bride, not of my bride being by them. The no rechim the Lord, I love her. The Ihu Yechimta, the Nafshoi, the Shayataman, the Chi. The beloved of my soul dwells there. And it appears to me like all the sweet aromas of the world. Begin high, kalod, begin high, because of that bride that's among them. Said Rabbi Yossi, I did not come except to hear this idea. It would have been enough. Such a beautiful idea that Hashem himself sends his own divine presence, Zohar Shekhinah, with us, and that's the reason that we're guaranteed he will redeem us. And that's why we are beloved to him. And despite the fact that we're in such places, exiled among the nations, and also mean spiritually, and among the negative forces, and we fell in this exile to the things that we fell into. So spiritually, we're not always necessarily in the sweetest smelling place, but the Shekhinah being by with us, so therefore we smell sweet. And this is the secret of the Keteris, the incense that the Keteris offered in the base of Mikdash. The Zohar says the highest korban goes up to Ein Sof and makes the biggest atonement, the greatest nachas pleasure before Hashem. This korban, this sacrifice of incense, which is made of all types of sweet spices, is made, has in it 10 really nice smelling spices with one that smells bad. And it's only kosher if it has that one with it. And that shows that Hashem goes down to be with us in the places where we don't smell so nice. Nonetheless, altogether, the fact we're attached to the Shekhinah and the levels above and all Am Yisrael is one, we smell beautiful before Him. And the Torah had such a nice smell with this one spice together with it. It didn't smell nice. That all of the brides in Yerushalayim did not need any perfume. So this is an actualization. Understand this parable of the Zohar. Pasuk Vayomer opened and said, "Ben yechabed ab, a son shall honor the father. Eved adonav, and a master, and a servant his master." Verse Malachi 1. "Ben yechabed ab, a son will honor the father." One of the times you find that it says, "Kabed yisavicha vesimecha, honor your father and your mother." In Shmos 20. Lukmon is explained, "Vemechle mishtu begula." With food and with drink, food and drink, when all things that a child is obligated to take care of the needs of their parent. Zohar mentions food from the right side, drink from the left side, and everything from Tiferes and middle side. All different types of needs that the parents might have, pushed simply in the physical world, the child has to do their best to take care of. Hai b'chayoi, this is in their life, this chayvi is obligated. Baser demis, after he dies, after the parent died, what is the child obligated to do? Itemi for seho pater minehu, that he's exempt from him. Lav hachi, it's not the way it is. The afagav demis, even though he died, is chayvi b'chayoi yotir, he's obligated in his honor even more. Nechsiv is written, kabri savicha, honor your father. It says S, which includes something extra. Dihau bro ozel b'orach takola, because if that son goes in a destructive way, he certainly insults his father. It's an insult, embarrassment for the soul of the father above in heaven. And that's the worst thing. So it makes for him shame. That son goes in a good way, in a straight path, and he rectifies his deeds. Certainly this one honors his father. He honors him in this world by people. He honors him in that world, meaning in the next world, the afterlife. So he honors him in that world by the Holy One Blessed Be. The Holy One Blessed Be has pity upon him, makes him sit upon an honorable throne. Which means it's something, the theme that Zohar mentions elsewhere, that even if the father himself was not so righteous, if he has a son who is righteous, this can give merit to the father to have a good place in the world above, even though he didn't deserve it himself. So even if he wasn't sitting on such a nice throne, or any throne, because of the deeds of his son, he will be putting on a throne in the next world. Vaday ben yichabedav, certainly, son shall honor the father, could go on Rabbi Elazar, like Rabbi Elazar, yu'okulei lavoy, v'hayalma v'hayalma, that he honored his father in this world, next world. Hashta aske shvachar Rabbi Shimon v'atrein almin, now shall be increased the praise of Rabbi Shimon in two worlds. Bahai Alma in this world, Mahalam in that world. Yotir Mechayoi, more than in his lifetime. Zachal Abonin Kadishin, the Gizin Kadishin, the merited to holy children and holy branches. That's an amazing thing. We know Rabbi Shimon was one of the greatest tzaddikim who ever lived, and he had an awesome, high place above in paradise, in and of himself, from his own merit. Despite that, the Zohar points out that because of the deeds of his son, Rabbi Elazar, so this caused him to have even greater place in the world, in the next world. So we see how important a foundational thing it is for a person to merit to have children and that they go in the right way. Zakonin and Sarikai is Zakonin, the born in Kadishin, the Gizin Kadishin. Merit are they, the righteous, that they merit the holy children, the holy branches. Alayu is Kori, about them is written, says, read the verse, Kol Ra'im Yakirum, all those that see them shall recognize King Zerah Be'er Hashem, that they are seed blessed of Hashem. Amen.